This is Donovan Wells, and I'm interviewing Doris Valentine on meals of earlier 1900s. And we're here at Doris's house on Fowler Road, Chapin, and I guess we're ready to start. Okay, can you tell me what you remember about your about the breakfasts?
Well, we used to always have bacon and pancakes. My dad always had to have his pancakes for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And bacon and coffee and sometimes eggs, but not really too much for breakfast. A lot of people had potatoes, but we never had potatoes for breakfast. And syrup, you know, and we always had cookies and fried cakes. My dad always finished with a cookie. Every meal, he finished with a cookie. Milk and cookie.
And you, who made the breakfast usually?
Well, of course, my mother, when we were little, but when us girls got big enough to cook, we used to help all the time with the cooking and everything, baking and cooking and everything.
All right.
And my mother, she wasn't too well. She used to have terrible headaches, and she had asthma real bad. And so us girls used to get up and get breakfast, you know, after we were, you know, older.
I see.
We always had to wash the dishes before we went to school, too.
Yeah. What did you do before breakfast, like in preparation for it or anything?
Well, not too much, really. Sometimes the pancakes were buckwheat pancakes. And they had a batter that they used, and every morning they would take out of that for their pancakes, and then they would add milk and flour to that, and it would set overnight, you know, and they keep adding. They take out every morning for it, and then they'd keep adding to it, and then that was their batter for their pancakes.
So they like always had the batter right there, and then just...
But myself, I never liked buckwheat pancakes. They were gritty.
Oh, I see. You always ate them, huh?
Well, yeah, I used to eat one or two, but I never really cared for them.
Nice. You said... I already answered what was already usually eaten, so what did you usually drink?
Well, us kids usually drank milk. We had our own cows, you know, so we drank milk. The rest of them drank coffee.
All right. What was done immediately after breakfast?
Cleared up the table and washed the dishes and got ready for school. We always, as I say, we always washed the dishes before we went to school.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell me what you remember about lunch?
Well, then, it wasn't called lunch. It was called dinner. We had our dinner at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had, that was our biggest meal at noon. And we most always had, like, boiled potatoes, and we always had some kind of meat. Because we always grew our own food. My dad always had someone come and butcher his beef and his pork. And we always cured our own, they always cured their own meat. They'd put this salt or whatever it was on their ham and on their bacon. And we always canned our beef. So we always had some sort of meat for dinner in our gravy and vegetables, which we always grew. And we always had some sort of dessert like pie or pudding or cake. And we had our biggest meal at noon.
All right. What about during school?
During school, of course, us kids, we always carried our lunch. Mm-hmm. We always baked our own bread, you know. And maybe I shouldn't tell you this stuff, but I never liked bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't kick myself now because my mother, she used to put up our lunches and make sandwiches, which were real nice sandwiches, and I used to throw my sandwiches away. Can you believe it? What I should have done was just tell her that I didn't like bread. You know, there was no sense in throwing that bread away. And now I could just kick myself, you know, because that's what I done.
So was okay. You ate at school, and then was that still your biggest meal of the day, or did you just wait till you got home?
Well, they had their biggest meal at noon.
Your parents.
Yes. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. But of course, we always had plenty of supper time too.
So you never went hungry. Yeah?
Never went hungry. Some folks had it a little harder than we did. My folks were just average people, but I can't remember ever not having enough to eat. Never.
Did you live in the country?
Donovan, I was born 2 miles north of here.
See, so I'd be about...
Do you know, you go a mile across 57, mm-hmm. and a half a mile to the west, and that's where I was born. So I'm not very far from home.
Right. So, and that's where you were raised here?
Yeah,
you
that's
stayed
where
right there.
I was raised. Uh-huh. There was a couple of times, now, that we went to North Dakota. My folks were back and forth through North Dakota quite a few times in the earlier years, you know. And I think probably I might have been about 4 when they really come back here to live. But it was always where we lived, because my grandmother and grandfather lived there, you know, first.
I see. All right, What were some of the things you drank during lunch or dinner? You said dinner. Finished.
Well, at school we usually had milk,
uh-huh.
Or just water. We didn't have pop and things like that then.
Right. So did you just carry your milk with you?
Mm-hmm.
Did it get warm?
Well, no, not really. Not bad.
What did you keep it in?
We just kept it in our... well, to tell the truth, we had a... There was a flowing well out in the schoolyard, mm-hmm. and we used to take a bucket and put our milk in that bucket and put it down in the... Because mm-hmm. there was a big crock there, and we put our milk in that bucket and
nice.
Put it in the flowing well.
Yeah, put it in the cold water, uh-huh. and then it stayed cold all the time. Where did you usually eat when you were at school? Where did you eat at?
Well, if it was cold, we'd eat inside at the desk. And in the spring and when it got warmer or in the fall, we ate outside, usually on the porch or under the tree or, you know, mm-hmm. outside in the shade.
Did you usually eat with your friends? And
mm-hmm. Yeah. You're bringing back a lot of memories, Donovan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you remember about your dinner or your supper then?
Well,
home?
For supper, quite often we would have American fries, like what you call American fries now, or warm potatoes, you know, from boiled potatoes that had been cooked, boiled, and then we chopped them up and had warm potatoes and usually some kind of meat or boiled eggs or fried eggs, and we always had cookies and some sort of dessert, like we did for lunch. We always had pudding or pie or something like that.
For dessert?
Because we always had canned fruit, you know, always canned all kinds of fruits and berries and stuff. So we always had some sort of, like a fruit sauce or whatever. And we used to have... of course, baked beans, you know, or bean soup. on Saturday was always our baking day, and we always, for Saturday, most always, after I got older, so I baked, I used to do quite a bit of the baking because my mother wasn't too well, and we always baked cookies, molasses cookies and white cookies and homemade bread, and on Saturday, most always, we would make bean soup, and then Sunday, we would have the beans to bake.
So you baked on Saturday, you like made your cookies, and then that lasted you for the whole week until next Saturday,
yeah,
right?
And of course, we always made pie and things, you know, in between, and cake.
All right. And for your supper, you just drank about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like milk and water, whatever, and then your parents had coffee.
Yeah, coffee or tea. Uh-huh. But most always coffee.
Nice. Alright. What did you enjoy about your meals? And what did you like about them specifically? You know, did you always look forward to them, or what did you always look forward to about them?
I don't know. There was one thing I didn't like was bread, as I told you. But other than that, I enjoyed my meals, and it was always the companionship, you know, around the table. And my dad always sat at the end of the table, and just, you know, we always talked over the events of the day, and it was just good companionship.
Did your mom always sit next to your dad, or did...
No. On one side of my dad, my youngest sister sat, and then my mother sat next to her. And on the other side of my dad was my youngest brother. And then the rest of us was, you know, around the rest of the table. I had six brothers and sisters. But, of course, my oldest sister was married when I was about... I think I was about three when she got married, so she, of course, wasn't home much. And my oldest brother was working away too, but he was home more than my sister.
Did your brothers ever help cooking any? Or?
No. No, the boys never helped cook. They always helped with the farming. Worked outside.
So their job was like to work outside, right?
Yeah.
And you just stayed and worked cooking.
But us... Even us girls, when we got big enough, we used to, the crops had to be hoed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we hoed all summer. Always hoed. Not helping that. And we helped with the hay, you know, and things like that. But we never had to drive the horses or anything, you know. Because we farmed the horses.
Yeah. did you have a garden that you... How did that work? Your growing your food.
We always had a big garden with just about all kinds of vegetables you could think of. And everybody helped in the garden. Us girls mostly in the garden because the boys were out, you know, helping with the farming. And we always had a big garden, and we always canned a lot, you know.
About how big would you say the garden was? You know?
Oh, probably a quarter of an acre.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big garden.
Nice.
That is counting our, that would be counting our sweet corn and popcorn and our melons and, you know, squash and vines and things like that. It takes up a lot of room. But our mother, she never worked outside.
So she like stayed in and cooked and everything?
Yeah.
But the girls and boys?
We always helped when we got bigger.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Who did most of the cleaning up after the meals?
Us girls. Whichever girls happened to be home.
Mm-hmm.
So ones that did clean up the table, take care of the food, and washing the dishes. Of course, our mother helped too.
All right. what was your cooking was done on a stove, right?
Yeah, on a range, wood range.
Nice. Well, how big was that?
Ordinary wood range, and had the warming oven up above, had a reservoir on the end for the water, you know, for the hot water. You'd fill that and the water would heat, and you had your stove going, and you'd have your hot dish water out of that.
That's how you got all your warm dish water and anything? Did you use that warm water for anything else?
Well, yeah, we used it for other things too. And of course, the tea kettle was always on the stove, so you had a tea kettle hot water all the time.
Nice. Was the stove always burning?
Well, in the summertime, of course, we would let it go out in between. But in the wintertime, of course, we always had it going because we used it for heat too. But we had another wood stove, you know, in the other part of the house. But then the wood stove in the kitchen, the cook stove, was always kept going.
So it was also not only used for cooking, but to help warm the house.
Yep.
Did it use a lot of wood?
Well, yeah, quite a bit. We always had dry wood and green wood, you know, to mix together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we used a lot of wood.
How did you regulate the temperatures?
Well, you know, Donovan, I guess it just come naturally because putting bake, you know, your oven had to be a certain temperature, and I guess you just get used to how much wood you got in there, what kind of wood, you know, to get your oven to a certain temperature and keep it to that temperature. You really had to know, you know. Because like when you bake pie or bread or anything like that with your bread, you know, you had to have it about the same temperature all the time. But you just, then, you know, it was just, you just get used to it.
And yeah.
Just knew just about how to do it.
Yeah. Would you add a little wood whenever you needed it? Or, what if it started getting too hot?
Well, there was dampers on it that you could shut it off. In the pipe and on the stove itself, too, there was dampers that you could kind of control it.
Can you tell me about all the, out of everything, you know, like, can you just tell me about all the food in general, you know, like, everything you had? I mean, what did you think about it?
Well, it was just good food.
compared to today? Today's food?
Well, to me it was good. It was better, really.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, people nowadays, I guess, younger people, they don't really know how, you know, how things were then.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my grandson. Not too many years ago, I was churning butter. You know, I churned my butter, and Andy was watching me, and I said, "You know something, Andy? There isn't very many grandkids that can stand and watch their grandma churn butter, is there?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "No, there isn't, Grandma."
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember making, when I was going to school, we always made our own sausage. And my dad had a big meat grinder, you know, and he would put a table leaf between two chairs and a big tub, you know, wash tub down below. And he'd grind the pork for the sausage. And we'd come home from school, and he'd be grinding. Well, then when we'd get home, us kids would take over the grinding. And he would mix it with the spices and the sage and stuff, you know. And then we had casing. They had casings that you stuffed this sausage in. And then every so often, as long as you wanted the little sausages, you just want put a little twist in the casing, you know. And then you could break it off at each one of those. I remember that. That was really fun, really.
Mm-hmm.
But the washing up all those greasy dishes wasn't that much fun.
What kind of soap did you use to wash dishes?
I don't know if we had any, I can't remember really what special soap we used to wash dishes, if we used anything special or not. I know for washing, my mother always used Fell's Naphtha salt, but I'm sure we didn't use that for dishes. But to tell the truth, I just can't remember what we did use in the dishwater.
Or is that Fell's Naphtha?
Well, the Fell's Naphtha is a kind of a strong soap. It's a yellow soap, and it really would be too, there'd be an odor on your dishes. There would be a smell on your dishes, I'm sure.
Where'd you get that from?
We got that from the grocery store. I can't remember my mother ever making soap. I know some people did, but I really can't remember my mother ever making soap.
Did you ever have to buy any groceries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to buy your sugar and your coffee. And, like your salt, you know. There was things you had to buy. But the main things, you know, we had. Of course, when they butchered, we had our own lard, you know, to cook with. Mm-hmm. Another thing I can really remember that I loved was when we butchered the pork. There was a part they called a tenderloin, and it's real, well, they have that nowadays too, but it's real meat. And we used to slice that off, fry it down and put it in a crock and cover it with grease, and then you take it out, you know, and warm it when you wanted to use it. Oh, was that delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Really delicious.
Where's the tenderloin located? Where was it?
I really don't know about it.
No. Just knew what it was, and that
yeah,
was good, huh?
It was really good. And the side pork, we used to fry that down too and put it in a crock. And the ham, of course, they used to rub this curing salt into it. It was a smoke salt, and then you let it in the bacon too, and then they'd hang it up and let it cure. And of course, that would keep, and that was really good.
Where do you hang the?
They had a shed, kind of like a smokehouse. Mm-hmm. I can't remember my dad ever smoking hams or anything, but they had a building, you know, kind of like a smokehouse that they used to.
But that when they salted that, would that stay a long time?
It would go right into the meat, you know, mm-hmm. and it would keep it. You know, it would keep good for a long time.
For about how long? For months?
Well, all through the winter, you know, all through the winter, it would keep good. And we used to make our own sauerkraut too, you know, put it in crocks and pound it, stomp it, pound it down. Then we had that all winter. So we had a pretty good variety of food.
When during the winter, you know, towards the end of winter, was the food kind of starting to run a little bit lower?
Well, no, not really. I never can remember of it running too long. My dad was a good provider. I mean, he was a supervisor of Brady Township from 1928 to 1942, and of course that he had a little income from that too, you know. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but it helped. Every little bit helped.
Right. Then from farming, he got money from that too, right?
Yeah.
Where did he take it when he got done farming? You know, when he was harvest his crops, where did he take that to?
The Chesney. He did the Chesney for the elevator.
Oh, see the old one that's turned into a hotel thing down there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Huh?
That's been there a long time.
You see. You say your dad was, and Brady used 1928 when he started? Yes, that's about it. Can you tell me about what time ranges was in? About what year? You know, like doing get an idea about what time is?
You mean the time that I was home there?
Yeah, like when you were younger. Well,
I was born in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was married in 1937. But the last about 4 years before I was married, then I worked housework, for different families.
Mm-hmm. For extra. So, when you were younger, it was about 1920s.
In the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
I hope I helped you.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You did.